It's been a rough start to the year around the globe, as headlines about inflation, war and political unrest have left many people jaded and concerned about the future. For Thorold resident and charity organizer James Simons, it's just another sign that the community needs together and work from within to begin making a difference no matter the size. After a quiet start to the year, Simons is ready to get to work, he tells Thorold today. I gave myself some time off and relaxed and enjoyed some quiet, Simons said. But I'm back and ready and willing to serve with any organization that needs me, he continued. He's known to locals as a community advocate with a big heart for Niagara's most vulnerable members, notably men on the street that he has been helping through his survival kits handed out through Toolbox Niagara. On Wednesday, he'll receive recognition from the mayor of St. Catharines. I don't feel it's my award, said Simons. It belongs to the community at large, and my team that builds Toolbox. I appreciate it, but this is a team effort. As per usual, Simons has his sights set on more helpful goals that he is hoping to see happen locally. Later this month I will be helping United Way to collect women's hygiene products, and I am hoping that the City of Thorold will be signing the period promise, offering free hygiene products at City Hall and at the TCAG. That cause is particularly relevant right now, he pointed out, as the cost of essentials like groceries, gas and rent have all skyrocketed. Period supplies are just another expense, but it is one that is a part of our health, Simon said. You need to pay higher rent and might not get enough hours at your minimum wage job. In those cases, it's an expense that makes life even more difficult. Another event Simons has in the works is a pasta night in benefit of Ukraine. He's still awaiting final confirmation, but it's leaning toward the start of May. Simons will also be giving 2 weeks of his time to the Canada Summer Games as a volunteer. He doesn't know in what department yet. I'll be the mascot if I have to, he joked. I think the games will be a great way to get some action to Niagara. The legacy of having the games, and the building will be huge.